So, Brian, I have a joke for you.
Okay, Mark.
Why can't whales use Salesforce?
Whale, whale, whale. I just don't know, Mark.
Well, I mean, think about it, Brian. It's a whale. I mean, it's got flippers. They're too big for the keyboard. How would it even do sales? It couldn't even
All
hit
right, I'm going to go
save.
back, Mark. You remember last episode's joke? What's the actual punchline here?
The punchline is that there is no punchline. It's irony.
Our last joke didn't have a punchline either. And you said it just
Yeah, but
wasn't
this is
funny.
different. This is different, Brian. This is different, okay?
This joke came from Mark Ross. We'll feel sorry for him. Everyone give him a laugh. Ha. Hi, I'm Brian, the Salesforce Wizard.
And I'm Mark, Salesforce
Welcome to the Wizard News WizardCast. This is a podcast on all things Salesforce, but more importantly, it's a podcast where we sound stupid.
It's educational and entertainment.
Entertainment it is.
Mark, this is a very special episode for us.
Let me guess. You're going to say it's the fourth episode that we've had without Parker Harris, even though this is only our fourth episode ever.
Wrong, Mark. Everyone's sick of that joke, and Parker probably has never even heard of this podcast. It's special because this is our fourth episode. It's also May the 4th, otherwise known as Salesforce Platform Day.
No, I think you mean it's Star Wars Day.
No, it's Salesforce Platform Day. May the Force be with you, Mark.
It's Star Wars.
Mark, it is May the Force be with you. Get it? Force, fourth. Force.com, Salesforce platform. It's great.
It's Star Wars Day. I'm Salesforce Yoda, Brian. It's Star Wars
Yeah,
Day,
I don't know what you're
okay?
talking about, Mark, because I've seen the night sky. There are no stars warring out there.
Brian, I will take my Yoda backpack and I will do horrible, unspeakable things to you with it. It is Star Wars Day.
If you really say so, Mark, it's platform day.
I say so. I say so.
Salesforce Platform Day.
Can we move on?
Fine. Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brian, but last time I checked, Wookiees didn't like having their backs shaved.
Yeah, they don't. They typically just rip their arms right off. Anyways, it's time for our Salesforce tip. So, do you know what I hate?
Your new diet?
Yes, but I also hate coding exceptions in my validation rules because those exceptions change so frequently. They're difficult to read because especially if they're by user, you do using user IDs. It's just awful.
That sounds like a pain in the butt, but I'm guessing you have a tip that'll help.
That's right. Our tip today is all about using custom permissions to control your validation exceptions.
And what do you mean by validation exception exactly? Are you talking about code?
Everyone's familiar with validation rules. They're something that declarative admins can use to make sure that users fill in data appropriately so that he can say, when you save this record, if a piece of data is missing a value or a pick list isn't set correctly, throw an error and give them a nice little message and say, hey, by the way, go down and fill this in. That's a validation rule. What an exception to a validation is those situations that arise when everyone in the organization follows that rule except certain people and sometimes under certain circumstances. So an example would be no one's able to edit a closed one opportunity unless you're in sales ops or you're a special sales manager. That's an example of an exception.
What does custom permissions have to do with that?
Well, a custom permission is something that you can create and then assign to a profile or permission set, which is then assigned to users. And when you write your validation rule, you can say, in this validation rule, this is applied to everyone unless this custom permission has been applied to the user who is saving the record.
How do you make a custom permission? Where do you make it?
Oh, I don't know about you, Mark, but I make them in Salesforce.
Is it an object? Is it a field? Is it a custom setting? Is it what is it?
Well, Mark, it's in the setup menu. You can find it under the build menu and then this develop submenu, but you don't really need to do that. Use the quick find. It's in the upper left-hand corner. You can type in either the word custom or permissions, and Salesforce will automatically filter it down so you can just see the custom permissions item. When you click that, it gives you an interface that looks very similar to starting a new custom object, but it's very simple. You really only need two things, but I'm going to say you have to have three things, and that is the label, the name, basically the API name, you know, no spaces, special characters, or whatever, just like the objects, and then a description field. And that's it. You really don't need to add anything else.
You know, I've never even heard of this custom permissions thing.
Really?
Quite honestly,
custom permissions are amazing because once you have your custom permissions set up, when you're writing your validation rule, if you insert a formula, you just hit the little insert button, it'll show up on the left-hand side. It'll actually give you the name of the custom permissions in there, and then you insert it like you're doing a new field. So it'll be something like permission ignore underscore and then your name of your custom permission, something like that. And so it will either return true or false. It will return true if the current user has that, either on the profile that they have or custom, either on the profile that they have or permission set that they have, and it will return true. Otherwise, it will turn false. So you can do things that say, if this custom permission is true, ignore the rule. The whole validation rule should just return false and not fire the validation. Otherwise, you know, if it meets this other criteria, fire the rule, meaning the validation is true, and then the user would be presented with this nice error.
Well, it sounds a lot like custom settings.
It is very similar to custom settings. The difference with custom settings is that with a custom setting, you define a series of fields just like a custom object does, and then you have to add profiles or users to it. This is kind of like the other way around, and it's a little bit more simplified because you really are just saying, I have this thing that I'm calling in the custom permission. Let's call it opportunity one exception. And then you can assign that to a permission set or to a profile. It's a little bit cleaner in the way that it's being used. Custom settings still have their place. There's a great purpose for them, especially if you're going to have a whole bunch of different rules that might apply to the same object. It's kind of nice to condense them. But otherwise, it's kind of nice to have it so you can use permission sets instead of just profiles and direct users. Because with the permission set, it's really easy to see who are all the users that are assigned that particular permission set. And you can move it around very easily. So, you know, Mark, you come to me and you say, you know, I just need this exception just for this next hour. I just have to go to your user, add the permission set, and when you're done, remove the permission set. It's a pretty nice way to doing it. Permission sets are pretty darn good. So we'll put a link in our show notes available at thewizardnews.com. They'll walk through an example of how to use a permission set.
Wait, Brian, I'm looking at this link that you sent. Isn't this one of your blog posts? I thought you said self-promotion was frowned upon.
This is what happens when we run out of submissions.
Okay.
So if we have a Salesforce tip or perhaps a great blog post you'll like us to share, send it to wizardcast@thewizardnews.com. Or go to thewizardnews.com and click Contact WizardCast.
Well, now it's time for our Salesforce video of the undetermined amount of time until the next one.
So, you know, Mark, I know you're like me. We're happily married.
Yes, Brian. Happily, happily married. And I'm not saying that because she's right here in the room with me.
Hi, Mrs. Yoda. So do you remember what it's like when we were dating? All the difficulty in keeping all the girlfriends straight without confusing them together? You have to constantly pay attention to who's going on what date, sometimes multiple in a night. And God forbid you got them mixed up because one will get upset about the other and horrified if you actually bring two to the same location.
Brian?
What?
Brian, I didn't date like that.
Oh. Well, me neither, actually. So if you are living a more complicated dating life than Mark and I ever did, you may need a way to keep track of your girlfriends.
Or boyfriends. Boyfriends.
That's right. This is an equal opportunity podcast.
That's right. So if you need that, why not do it with Salesforce? Our video is an oldie, but a goodie by Michael Farrington.
Also known as Michael Force, the guy in the white jacket.
This is our type of video, misogyny aside, full of great and terrible puns.
It's packed full of clever lines like, make sure her contact record and your user record are not related.
So learn how Michael uses lead and opportunities to track his love life.
Now, this is a really odd choice for a video, considering we just did two episodes with Salesforce love songs.
Brian, you do realize this video is a joke, right? It's not serious. Do we need permission from Michael to do this?
It's publicly out on YouTube.
Yeah, I guess we're just recommending it.
Yeah.
We would need to have permission to do snippets, that's for certain.
So we'll put the link to the video in our show notes. You can see those, of course, at thewizardnews.com. So, Mark, what did we learn today?
I learned that you are not a true Star Wars fan.
And I learned that you can't take a joke.
Yeah.
Of course I'm a true Star Wars fan. The introduction wouldn't be funny if I actually knew what Salesforce was. I mean,
I don't think it was funny anyway.
Play on words, a joke. Well, that's because you're too serious, Mark.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So anyways, what I learned is the fact that apparently jokes don't need to have punchlines, and apparently they are still funny.
I will give you a punchline.
Violence, Mark. This is a G-rated show.
Oh. I will give you what for, A? Bring those fisticuffs. Okay, now I'm done.
Okay. I also learned that apparently I have a strong difficulty knowing when a video by Michael Force is an actual joke. I could have sworn he did that.
What was it you just said, like, 30 seconds ago? About me not understanding, taking a joke? What was that?
Well, you're too serious. Right. I'm just not clever enough to pick up on when things are jokes. I assume that people are honest and
not clever. Not clever. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to remember that.
We've worked together long enough, Mark. Mm-hmm. You should absolutely know when I'm, you know, pulling your leg.
As opposed to just being dense?
I don't know what you're talking about. WizardCast is produced by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross. Directed by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross. Technical administration by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross. Script writing by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross. Audio editing by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross. Website maintenance by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross. Purple People Eater Feeder by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross. Our intern this episode was Analytics.
Send us your interview suggestions, jokes, videos, and tips to WizardCast@thewizardnews.com or head over to thewizardnews.com and click Contact WizardCast.
Don't forget to subscribe to the WizardCast and receive our next episode automagically.
You can also rate and review us on iTunes.
Or just leave us a comment on our page. Seriously, folks, we love to hear from you guys. We want to hear from you. Leave us a comment. Send us emails.
Yes.
We know
yes.
You're out there. All three of you. Mm. Once again, I'm Brian.
And I'm Mark.
Thanks for listening.
I think so, Brian, but last time I looked, Chookies?
Chookies. For the blooper reel.